Did you know that the human eye sees more shades of green than any other color? That Leonardo da Vinci reportedly spent 12 years painting Mona Lisa's lips? That the world record for the widest vocal range of any human is 10 octaves? Mariah Carey's range is 5 octaves. That English artist Andy Brown created a portrait of Queen Elizabeth II by stitching together 1,000 used tea bags. That the longest-running show on Broadway is The Phantom of the Opera. And that the small town depicted in Vincent van Gogh's The Starry Night is Saint Remy de Provence in the south of France, which is where he was staying as a patient in a psychiatric hospital when he painted it. These are the types of super useful things my brain retained in high school. Math formulas and grammar rules, not so much. By my senior year, I had taken every single fine arts class my school offered. During school, I spent much of my class time and all of my free time at the end of a particular hall, the hall that housed all the art, drama, and chorus classes. That little corner of the school was my haven, the place where I knew I could achieve something beyond mediocrity. I was taking musical theater, concert chorus, and every visual arts class they could throw at me. I played Tony in West Side Story when my role required me to make out with Maria on stage. Score! But as hard as I fell for the girl playing Maria over the months we rehearsed that musical, I fell even harder for painting. The canvas suited me, and as I learned new techniques, as I explored different expressions of the medium, people began to take notice. And it wasn't just my parents, my friends, and Mrs. Kandros. The community began recognizing me, too. My senior year, I won the high school art show for my painting of abstract heads. Not everyone understood the piece, though. After I'd worked on it for months, my dad asked me if it was a painting of Martians. Sure, I said. Then I told him that that was the beauty of abstract art. You see what you want. I'm not sure he understood, but he hugged me and told me he was proud. For years, I thought I was subpar, mediocre. For years, I dreaded walking through the doors of school, dreaded being called on or called out, dreaded the anxiety that washed over me in those moments. But thanks to my corner haven and the people in it, school somehow transformed into a tolerable experience. It still hurts when I think about all the schools that don't have art programs and all the young Jeremys walking around without an expressive outlet. In art and creativity, I found an area of competency, somewhere I could excel. And in that, I underwent a sort of transformation. For years, I've been shy and lacking self-confidence, but now I'm morphed into a slightly less shy and slightly more confident kid who jumped at the chance to get involved in different things. I suppose I became a sort of living Hendersonville variety show. I breakdanced in my school's talent show at A Prince's Kiss. I had a great time at parties, though I never once drank or smoked. I was voted student body vice president. That's right, I was a young politician. I was even named Mr. HHS, Mr. Hendersonville High School, which was shocking and humbling, but also a real confidence booster. When my senior year came to an end, I took the typical American next step and enrolled in college. But I wouldn't be studying business or history or math or any of those subjects that gave me hives. Instead, I'd pour myself into art, or so I assumed. Middle Tennessee State University was the school for me, and I decided to pursue fine arts, particularly painting. Sure, Van Gogh sold very few, maybe as few as 2 paintings while he was alive. Sure, Rembrandt declared bankruptcy and had to sell his wife's grave. But I was just young enough, just naive.